With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The funeral tomorrow for a Gallatin County Sheriff's deputy who died on duty last weekend is expected to draw attendance from hundreds of officers from Montana and at least four other states. Governor Steve Bullock ordered all flags to be flown at half-staff tomorrow in honor of the deputy. Corin Cates Carney reports.
31-year-old Deputy Jake Almendinger died last Saturday night while responding to a report of a stranded driver in the Bridger Mountains. Sheriff Brian Gutkin says a long procession is expected to carry Almendinger's body to the funeral, passing through Main Street in Bozeman Friday morning.
I think as of last night, we had hundreds that had signed up already from around the country.
The funeral service at the Commons in Bozeman is scheduled to start around 10 a.m. and is open to the public. Almendinger died while responding to a call for help. He and another deputy went out during a storm, and at one point their vehicle started sliding backwards on the icy road. Almendinger got out of the car and became trapped underneath it. Sheriff Gutkin says Almendinger was a great guy, with a great sense of humor, and was all about helping people. Gutkin says the incident is a sobering reminder that emergency responders are willing to risk everything to ensure public safety.
You know, what we ask the public is to think ahead of time. Don't just think about yourself. Think about others like emergency responders who have to put themselves at risk to go up there and save your life because you put yourself at risk by not preparing or not checking the weather or just going up there to begin with. And don't get me wrong, I'm not blaming those people that were up there at all. I'm just saying if there's anything that we can learn from this, if we can have one incident where somebody says they check the weather channel and they say, oh, wow, we got weather coming in tomorrow. I'm not going camping, or I'm not going hiking. That, to me, is a win.
Almendinger is survived by his parents, wife, and three children. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.